This podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University. And so I welcome you to the world of window dreams, where you get to know the unknown. My name is DJ Spiral, and in this podcast, you'll get to learn about the strange and unusual things in our world. Episode 1. Today we dive into the realm of sleep paralysis, a phenomena that leaves me bewildered. Join me, DJ Spiral, on this crazy phenomena. Let's start with defining sleep paralysis. What exactly is it, and how does it manifest in the human mind? Sleep paralysis is a phenomena that occurs when a person is temporarily unable to move or speak while transitioning from sleeping to being awake. It often occurs when your dream is just upright scary. Now let's talk about what happens in the brain when you have sleep paralysis. So during RPM, rapid eye movement, our bodies undergo a natural paralysis to prevent acting out dreams. In sleep paralysis, this mechanism lingers until you're awake. I would also like to talk about cultural perspective on sleep paralysis. Lots of different cultures like to make stories about sleep paralysis, like in folklore and cultural beliefs. Most cultures look at sleep paralysis as an enlightening phenomena. I find it extremely strange because sleep paralysis is very scary to me. Only because you never know when it's going to end, and it also feels really strange. A lot of people say they experience sleep paralysis when they see shadow figures in their dreams. I haven't personally experienced that, but that sounds nuts. To be honest, I don't ever want to experience that. Let me know your thoughts on that. Let's also talk about how lucid dreaming and sleep paralysis can also combine. Some individuals report links between lucid dreaming and sleep paralysis in the brain. Sleep paralysis and lucid dreaming are mainly common by the readings in your brain. They have very similar frequencies. A little bit further on that note, how is the research in the future about sleep paralysis going to expand and get better? To basically sum it up, what does the future behold for sleep paralysis and the learnings of sleep paralysis? Will we ever be able to prevent sleep paralysis? The world may never know on that point, but always try and figure it out. Now let's get into the fun and interesting part. How does psychedelics affect sleep paralysis and the way that our brains work? From first glance, yes, it looks like that it would affect sleep paralysis, which in most cases is true. Say you have a bad trip on any type of psychedelic, it doesn't really matter. But from that bad trip, you could alter some neurons in your brain, and it could affect you to have sleep paralysis more frequently than you usually do, which is pretty bad. But some friends that would say that it's pretty worth it. I'm not saying to go do psychedelics, but you didn't hear that from me. In the future, I am going to have some guests on the podcast to talk about it more in depth about psychedelics. So I'm going to try and tie psychedelics into each one of these episodes that I have on Window Dreams. So get excited. Going to be fun. But let's get back to the topic at hand. Psychedelics can make sleep paralysis last longer and more heavily. So more aggressive and happen way more frequently than it usually does. So be aware. Also, some people try and time their sleep paralysis for a psychedelic trip to make it more intense. Not the sleep paralysis, the psychedelic trip. Don't know why anybody would want to do that or try and do that, but they do. And it's kind of crazy. It's mainly people that commonly get sleep paralysis all the time. Or how else would you know when to take the mushrooms, you know, or the psychedelic? Personally, I've never experienced a psychedelic trip or sleep paralysis. So, I don't know why you're here, but I'm just kidding. But I do know a little bit about it. I've been researching, and I've got some friends that know a lot, which is pretty cool. Pretty cultured, experienced. Yep, you could say so. Enough with the funny stuff. Phenomena like sleep paralysis is pretty scary in all wellness. And any phenomena like it is on the same page for me. And what the first person that had sleep paralysis was thinking. He must have been going crazy, like thinking that the gods were punishing him or something. I'm just thinking about that now. It's pretty freaking funny. Wish I had a time traveling machine so I could go see that. So I think that's enough talk about sleep paralysis today. And in the next episode, the next coming up episode actually, is going to be dopamine. So ties in between psychedelics and dopamine and just stuff like that. Time to say goodbye. Well, this was your host, DJ Spiral, and see you next time.